بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون، صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and dear brothers, when it comes to the life of a Muslim, there are two very important things. The first important thing, that he takes care of his iman and his amal. This is our currency, this is our visa, our passport for akhirah. Like how a person in this world also is always concerned about his papers, he's concerned about his passport, he's concerned about his smart ID. All the time he's worried whether he's in his country of his birth, foreign country. The concern is always there. My passport, if I'm traveling, before he leaves home, wife would remind him, carry your passport, carry your ID. When he goes to the airport, he'll check again in his pocket whether my passport is there. Does his check-in again? He reminds the check-in, the person there, my passport, my ID. When he's going through customs, SARS, security, all the time, passport, passport, sitting in the plane, getting off the plane, checking his passport all the time. Here, local also, whether I have my papers, whether I have my birth certificate, is always a concern and a worry. And the worry is as if now that this is my ticket to Jannah. I've got the green card, I've got certain card I have, then I've got already my Jannah in this one. But when it comes to my iman, this is something I have to check every day. When I go home, come to the masjid, after salah, speaking to friends, after work, in the shop, yalla, I didn't say anything because of which my iman was lost. I said something because of which my iman got affected. So here we have this concern for passport all the time, ID all the time, currency all the time. Currency where and where we don't hide it right now. Whether I have it on me, have it back home also. So the concern is always a passport, ID, currency, so my life to be smooth. So the passport, currency, ID for akhirat, for jannat, for the qabr, the first stage over there, my kalima, iman, a'mal. So to check this every day, that I haven't done anything because of which I lose my iman. And before we would hear from our parents, grandparents, sometimes from aunties, whenever we would meet them also, they will say that we have a lot of fear. What will happen in the qabr? What will happen in the qabr? We always have this fear and concern. Then we heard our granny, we heard some old lady, some old ma in the family also. Always had this worry, ya Allah, what will happen in the qabr? But you make dua for me. Better make dua for me. I know what will happen over there. Qiyamah's day will hold your kurta. Qiyamah's day will hold that one's kurta. They always had this fikr and this concern about the iman, about the amal. And you will find them also, sometimes the old men in the family, old ladies, tawbah, 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 tawbah. Always making tawbah. And that time also, the old, how they'll make tawbah? They'll hold their face or their cheeks and make tawbah, tawbah, tawbah. How is it a thing like that? Now, no more tawbah, tawbah. No more that concern. What is the fikr now? We can, where are we going? Papa, where are we going now? Where are we going to eat? What are we going to buy? Where's the next holiday? The family, the wife also, she can't get her way, tell the children, hey, Papa, take us away. No more talk of qabr anymore. No more talk about tawbah anymore. Big tawbah at least. Ya Allah, how we did this? How we went there? And flaunting sometimes, breaking the commands of Allah openly. There is no fear whatsoever, whether they eat day, whether some da'wat also. I will say also, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, we'll say also, don't separate everything. We have everything together. And when it comes to the nikah and wedding, we got one table reserved only for the parda aunties. As if you all are the gunegars. You all must sit separately. The rest of us, merry making, happy. No problem, no tawbah, no istighfar. And we're happy about it. And unfortunately, we find nowadays, when a boy is going for proposal, a girl also proposed too, then somebody will ask in the family, she's not a strict parda. We don't want somebody to break the family. We all want to live it up together, go holiday together, enjoy it together. And no fear of Allah, no fear of the qabr also, no tawbah at least. Allah, you broke your command. You broke your command, you're still eating your ni'mats and your bounties. So this fear has left the ummah anymore. Before there was, that time maybe there wasn't so much deen dar, so much ta'aleem, so much knowledge of deen. But even the old ladies in the family, they had the sharam and haya. Any man walked in, but he's wearing one orni only, he's wearing one head covering, but they'll cover them out. Manas avadacha. Men came in the house. They just make salam and they'll go away. Now there's no more. Even the sharam and haya also. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that these major, major sins have come into our lives, but there's no fear anymore. Whether it be photography, videoing, video calls also, openly, sometimes in front of the Kaaba Sharif also. Now there's photo shoots taking place, photo shoots. Modeling taking place, churches, dresses, making Sharia compliant. And now the documentary is being made. Now we see it from the Haram Madina Munawwara, where people have come with their personal cameraman also, professional cameraman, making documentary, new couple came for honeymoon. Now making Sharia compliant, Masjid Nabi in the background. Ummah has become so bold right now, no fear. No fear that we lost a passport already. Passport is expired, visa to expire. No fear of renewal also, my Iman. Make Tawbah at least. Malik Rahmatullah Ali was the Imam of Darul Hijrah, the Imam of Madina Munawwara. There was some masla where he could have proven himself to be right. He had all the dalail and proofs. So one of the great ulama of the time wrote to him, and just to, so to say, to warn him that Imam Malik is doing a certain thing, I don't agree with this. And Malik Rahimullah could have given his proofs that I am doing this because of certain reasons. But then too, because it was something which was ikhtilafi, it was some difference of opinion. Imam Malik Rahmatullah replied to him and he told him, Naf'alu wa nastaghfiru. We do it, we make istighfar. We turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We make tawbah at least. So at least for the ummah to make tawbah, before we hear somebody crying in the masjid, between Asr Maghrib on the day of Jumu'ah, somebody was crying, somebody is making tawbah. The Rawdah Mubarak at the Masjid al-Nabwi in the month of Ramadan, somebody making tawbah. Now there's no one making tawbah. The Honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib says, now this our dua is like ordering a waiter. Ya Allah, I want this, I want that. My son is in this condition, my daughter like that. Like just ordering Allah. Allah must just give it to us. He says, no more begging, no more crying to Allah, making face at least, pretending to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no time to make tawbah. Why there's no tawbah? Because nothing major in my life. All the serious sins and the kabair and the major sins, now to the ummah has become, everything is jahiz. There's certain alim is doing it, so no problem with it. So we're looking for the easy way out everything. Looking for the easy way out. What is the easy way out? Is there a contact in home affairs? Whether it's legal or illegal, but we got a contact. We're getting the work done. We're getting whether the papers are genuine or not, we'll get through. So that certain person is doing it, whether right, whether wrong, but he's doing it, we're following him. Guna is his. No, but I have a conscience also. I would ask myself. And the default, when it comes to ikhtilaf and difference of opinion, ulama are very clear on this. When there's difference of opinion, then the default masla is that we take caution. Not that we do it. Unfortunately, you should hear the hadith, دَعْ مَا يُرِيبُكَ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكَ. What puts you in doubt, leave it out. Now, even to mention the opposite, we're fearful. But the ummah has come to this also. He says, there's doubt, then try it out. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. That is not the correct thing. That your iman is at stake now. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you doubt, just leave it out. Don't go near it. Today we say, because there's doubt in it, so is that sinful? It's only makruh. Makruh also, they say, detestable. Dislike. Dislike by who? Dislike by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. If my wife dislikes something, I don't like to say it, but even the person who only proposed, and his girlfriend dislikes it, she don't like the shoe, he'll never wear it again. She don't like his color topi, he won't wear the topi again also. He's not even married to her yet, but she doesn't like it. Ya Allah Ta'ala says, I don't like it. He says, don't be makroom marana, that's serious. Makroom is don't do it. Qiyamah's day, when you go to Jannah, then you can have enough of it. But don't be makroom in dunya, don't be disliked in dunya. So no more sins left anymore. And how dangerous this is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran Sharif that Allah will not destroy the ummah completely as long as Nabi Ali salatu wasalam is amongst the people. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam has left this world. So it meant now the ummah is open to the punishment of Allah. Allah will destroy the ummah. Allah is Rahman and Rahim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that after وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as the ummah makes istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish the ummah. Completely Allah will not annihilate and destroy the ummah. As long as they make istighfar. Now, my dear brothers, you and I think a little bit. That whether the undercurrents, the foreign powers, and as my sheikh says also, Did they colonize countries? Western countries came into certain countries within Africa and around and surrounding, and they colonized the countries, and before they left, they colonized their minds also. Think like us. Think like us, like how we want you to be. So here right now we find that Ummah has come to such a stage that all the sins which you were making tawbah from are no more sins. So nobody is making istighfar and tawbah already. That istighfar 100 times in a day also, just making astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. But there's no sin coming to mind really. I'm doing this guna. I'm asking myself right now, when I raise my hands up to salah, they say, Allah, forgive me. Allah, I make tawbah, but in my mind is nothing activated. What am I really making tawbah from? Nothing serious in my life. That's the real guna. Because riba and interest have become profits. But nazri, looking at haram, has become permissible. Intermingling has become permissible. Video calling, permissible. Looking at haram with the TV, with the internet, with the YouTube, become permissible. Everything has become permissible right now. Looking at the satar of men also. Now football, the men's satar is open from above the knee. For the Hanafis from below the knee. The Shafi'is from above the knee. So, even for the Shafi'is also, from above the knee onward is satar. A man cannot look at another man. But that also now has become permissible and jahiz. So from the knee to the navel, a man cannot look at a man also. But, you know, when it comes to sports, etc., and men changing from the men, haram, you can't look at another man. But that has become, so no tawbah, no istighfar. So when I raise my hands really, whether on the big lights also, there's no real tawbah istighfar. Everything has become just permissible and jais because the difference of opinion. So there's no more tawbah, no more istighfar. Now we can understand the plot and the scheme behind it. And how we've caught in it. So no one is making tawbah istighfar anymore. What will happen now? The ummah is open to the punishment of Allah. It's open now. Now we're free, we've given Allah Pak already the pass. Allah, nobody is making tawbah istighfar. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, my dear brothers, that we really make tawbah istighfar. So we take our time and we think, really introspect, what our old people used to make tawbah from. We should hear our mothers making tawbah, our fathers making tawbah, our grandparents making tawbah. We see the ulama making tawbah istighfar. At one time we should be resounding in every home, every Thursday night, the dua of Yunus Padesab Rahmatullah Alim. How you should be crying, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this guna. Our salah, is that correct? My heart is full of pride and takabbur. The bimaris of the heart also, that we're not even checking. One is our external gunas. We should do our limbs. And the sins of the heart, which are so many that now the heart has become so hard, I can't even feel the sin anymore. Just the sin of pride. What is pride? One is takabbur, one is ujb. Takabbur is where ghamtun nas wa bataru al-haq. If somebody tells me the haq and the truth, I don't accept it. I don't listen to it. Don't tell me. Bataru al-haq. I don't care who is telling me. Sometimes because I don't like you, so you don't tell me. So bataru al-haq, I reject the haq and the truth. Ghamtun nas, who are you to tell me? Look down on the people. You're a simple thing. How can you even tell me anything? So don't even tell me anything. So to repel and to refute, reject the haq and the truth, to look down on people, this is takabbur. This is pride. Ujb. So takabbur is where I am very good, everyone is not like me. Everyone is below me. Nobody has a status like mine. This is takabbur. And ujb is when everybody is good, but I am better. I am the best. Nobody has like me, nobody is like me. This is takabbur and pride. Person with takabbur and pride, the fragrance of Jannah goes out of Jannah for hundreds of years. A person who has pride will not even smell the fragrance of Jannah. He won't even smell the fragrance of Jannah. So myself, am I making tawbah from pride? Yeah, I have it in me. The wife must tell me one thing which is right also. Who are you to tell me? Who are you to tell me? And then we have a go at her. Why? Look down on her. How many a person will regard his wife to be a wali of Allah? My wife is a wali. Like how I treat a wali of Allah, my wife is a pious woman. She is tahajjud namaz, she is ishraq, awabin. I don't even do these amal. How much of the Quran she reads, zikr she makes. Nobody regards the wife to be a wali of Allah. I'm the buzruk in the house. I'm the pious one in the house. She must tell me one thing and finish for her. Now, she's got no place to, no mouth, she mustn't tell me anything. Whether it's the right thing or the wrong thing, she mustn't talk. She must listen to me. Whether she lives in silence. So in the house is happening also. Looking down on the wife, looking down on the children, looking down on the neighbors, looking down on the workers, looking down at staff, looking down at musallis. Dare they tell me anything? Nobody can tell me anything. But the pride is in me. The pride is in me, and I want you to smell the fragrance of Jannah to make tawbah from pride. And whether it's bad gumani, bad zubani, evil speech, bad speech within the house, how I'm speaking within the house, how I'm thinking of people around me. So all these are gunas and sins, but nobody's making tawbah. I'm okay, alhamdulillah. I'm going to Jannah already. I already got my ticket, I already got my pass. I'm there already halfway. Whereas we hear before, the people are fear. They were crying for hours. Our qabir is to wake up and not du'as is to make. How is to cry before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tahajjud? Ya Allah me gunegahru, siyakaru. I'm the black one, I'm the black sheep. I'm the black sheep of the family, black sheep of the ummah. Ya Allah forgive me. We don't hear that anymore now. Everybody is pious, alhamdulillah. Allah give me the understanding. They're really to make tawbah istighfar. And very quickly, what are the signs of tawbah being accepted? One is to raise their hands. How to make tawbah to Allah? How to repent to Allah? How to make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayh is mentioned about him that after salah, he used to hold his face, he used to cover his face. Somebody asked him, Hazrat, after salah, why you hold your face? He said, haven't you heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That when a person's salah is not correct enough to standard, then the salah raises up above his head, and that salah curses him. ضَيَّعَكَ اللَّهَ كَمَا ضَيَّعْتَنِي. May Allah destroy you as you destroyed me. Your heart wasn't there, concentration wasn't there, and then the salah turned into a dirty rag and thrown back at his face. So he says, I cover my face out of fear, Ya Allah, don't turn my salah into a dirty rag and throw it back at me. He had the fear in him. I don't even have that fear after salah. After salah, my namaz is done. I read my namaz. Now whether the concentration is there, whether I make dua for acceptance of salah, when I make my dua, no tawbah also. When I'm making tasbihat, tasbih fatimi, 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 33 times Allahu Akbar, how I read it also? Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. When I count my money, I know one note is short. When I make my tasbihat, I just read it anyhow. Allah must accept it. We don't make istighfar from our Quran till our salah also. I don't even know how to do it. I just read my namaz and no fikr, no concern. I read my namaz. Whereas I was seniors before, they used to make tawbah, tawbah, tawbah. Ya Allah, how I read my namaz? Ya Allah, forgive me. They used to make dua to Allah. I don't make dua anymore. To make istighfar of my good deeds. That is why Mawlana Ilyas Rahimullah used to mention that the ummah has come to such a stage, they have to make istighfar upon the istighfar also. They used to make tawbah upon the tawbah. Ya Allah, I make tawbah to you because of how I'm making tawbah. Ya Allah, I don't know how to make tawbah. I make tawbah for my tawbah also. They used to make tawbah upon the tawbah, now I'm not even making tawbah anymore. So to make tawbah for the namaz I read, Ya Allah, how I read namaz? No concentration, my mind wasn't yours, mine was gone. Didn't even realize to namaz is finished already. So how to make tawbah? Then to have fear, Ya Allah, is my namaz accepted? Was my taraweeh accepted? My Ramadan accepted? Hajj, Qimus, Roza, Qurbani? I just finished, I cut the animal and I walked away. No fear in the heart, Ya Allah, accepted. When Umar Palampuri Rahmat, one of our great seniors, wrote to his Shaykh, the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he wrote, the Hazrat, I have this fear has gripped my heart. This fear has gripped my heart that, Ya Allah, I don't know the day of Qiyamah. When I come to you, even two rakat namaz is accepted. Imagine, my dear brothers, if we go on the day of Qiyamah, nothing there is blank. Like our Hazrat says also, what is ghibat? Ghibat is where you speak evil of someone, even though it may be the truth. Even though it's a truth also, that still if he hears it, it will pain his heart. This is ghibat and backbiting. And all your amal are being transferred to him. Who can be a bigger fool? That a person is in roaring business. He's in roaring business, and that entire parcel of money, he does EFT or he does a deposit into his counterpart's account, opponent's account. He puts it into there. He earned it and put the cash into his account. The person now he is in competition with. The same thing is ghibat. I'm doing the amal and transferring the money to someone I don't like. Transferring the amal to someone I dislike. That is ghibat. How much ghibat is taking place also? It's not evil of people. No tawbah, no istighfar. So do we have this concern, Ya Allah? As the Shaykh Rahimullah wrote back to Mawli Umar Sahib, he said, Mawli Umar Mubarak, may you be blessed. You worried about two rakat salah. I'm crying, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah. I hope one sajda is accepted. Can I accept one sajda? My genuine I made one sajda with real concentration. The three subhana rabbi al-a'la, I just kept my mind there at least. Whether my taharat was correct also, istinja was correct according to sunnat, high pan, low pan, my taharat and my wuzu, whether I use the miswak, then at least one wuzul of mine is according to sunnah, where I use a correct amount of water, one wuzu also, using the mud, using the miswak, reading at least 2 rakat namaz. I tried it this time. I tried this time to do everything according to the sunnah, having a shower, sitting down, using that amount of water that Nabi Ali Salatu Salam used, using the miswak, all the du'as, etc. Proper ghusl I made this time according to sunnah, and my salah also according to sunnah, then we can have hope in Allah. Then to make tawbah upon them. But nobody is making tawbah anymore. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. If the ummah stops making istighfar and tawbah, we are open to the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the azab of Allah? Weeping now that money will go in. Business will go down. That money and business will go down. Iman will begin to evaporate. There's no more feeling in the heart. Heart has become hard. Tears don't flow anymore. There's no more crying in the ummah. There's already a sign. The ummah and the iman is at stake. So what are the signs that, Ya Allah, my tawbah is accepted? So one is to raise the hands. How to make the correct dua also. To raise the hands. How high to raise the hands? In line with the person's chest. What do you say? The second, number two button. So raise the hands. Little gap in between. And the qibla of the palms is towards the sky. Not holding the face. But towards the sky, little gap in between. Like how the beggar will come. Beggar came now, and he came with a broken bowl. So now, if you're a generous person, you put one coin in there, it will fall to put enough notes in there. So, Ya Allah, I got a break in this bowl, breaking bowl of mine. And see all the marks over there, Ya Allah. It's an old bowl I have. Well, I'm a real beggar. And I raise my hands also, facing towards the sky. It's a qibla of dua. Ya Allah, full this bowl so much, Ya Allah, it doesn't fall through. Because I'm a beggar, Ya Allah. I mean, I'm not a big buzruk, but I came big a'mal. I came with everything spoiled. I came with everything spoiled, Ya Allah, you make it right for me. So we come with our begging bowls, in line with the chest, face towards the qibla, a little gap in between. How we make dua also? First we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we read Surah Fatiha, we read the third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. What kalima? Or Surah Ikhlas, we know, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Any praise of Allah. Ya Allah, you the creator, you the maker, Ya Allah, you controllable. Praise Allah, loves to be praised. Then durood sharif. Simplest durood, wa sallallahu ala al-nabiyyil ummi. Once durood is read, subhanallah, that amal is accepted already. Now we make tawbah istighfar. So at least one dua in the day, we only make tawbah. And one dua in the day, we only make shukr to Allah. One dua only istighfar, Ya Allah. And start the counting of gunas and our sins. Because it remains a black spot in the heart. Shouldn't be at the time of maut, that one guna is dropping the kalima. I hurt anybody also, there's also gunas. One, I might think only the gunas that I have done. What about the rights of people? Ya Allah, if I hurt anyone, before my maut, Ya Allah, give me tawfiq to repay them. Oh Allah, from your side, you repay them. I don't know how many people I hurt in my life. And one is, the first of all, is the wife. And very seldom will I ask for maaf also. Why ask for maaf? They should take advantage. So we just carry on with the wife, sometimes with children, sometimes parents. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we recount, Ya Allah, who we've hurt, Ya Allah. Forgive us and forgive them and repay them. So this is how we make dua. Then we make dua to Allah Tabarak. When we're ending dua also, durood sharif again. Then we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The easiest way, Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. This is durood sharif. Salam upon all the messengers. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This is according to sunnah. How we end the dua. So like this we make dua to Allah. Very quickly the sign that my tawbah is accepted. The first sign is Allah will put in the heart the hatred for that sin. I don't want to do it again. I have made tawbah now, finished. I'm not going back to it. Allah Ta'ala put in the heart hatred for sin because your tawbah was sincere. No more again. No more intermingling. No more riba. No more zina of the eyes. No more speaking ill of anyone or harming anybody. Now I made tawbah. Finished. Allah Ta'ala put the hatred. I'm still inclined towards it, it shows my tawbah is not genuine. I still want to do it. Allah was hated. I'm not going back to it. I don't want to see it. And how I hate it, they say, like how you hate feces and stool and urine. How he hit Najah, it mustn't come on my body. Ya Allah, it mustn't come on me, this thing here. I don't want it near me. I don't hear about it. Whether it's on YouTube, the photography, delete is over, it's done. I hate it. I don't hear about it. I don't talk about it. Like how the stool, feces, urine, I don't want it near me. I can't even think the smell of it also. Because spray is in the toilet. So the spray of taqwa put on the heart, Ya Allah, no more, finished. It's out of my system. Hated for it. The second sign that Allah Ta'ala accepted, Allah Ta'ala put sukoon in the heart. Now I'm away from it. Out of my system, I got sukoon in my life. This guna is out of my system now, alhamdulillah, I'm free. As if the handcuffs have come off my hands now. The yoke is off my neck. I got sukoon in my life. The third sign that Allah will give barakat in your home. Barakat in your life. Now you're earning a little, but everything is taking place. I'm enjoying my life now. Barakat in muhabbat with the wife, with the children, in respect, in understanding. There's no more fighting in the business or in the walking. Ya Allah, I thought it was a quiet day. One customer came, subhanAllah, too much of barakat in everything. The car was giving trouble. Now, alhamdulillah, no more trouble, don't know what happened. Car got hidayah. Car is moving according to guidance now, mashallah. Everything is going right. Decisions that I'm making also are correct decisions. Barakat in everything I'm enjoying right now. So barakat will come in the person's life. Allah will give tawfiq to the good a'mal. Allah will give tawfiq to the good a'mal. I can't understand how I'm just doing this certain thing. I wasn't doing it before. Tawbah was genuine. Now my salah has become easy. Quran tilawat has become easy. And the fourth sign, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the love of that person in the hearts of the pious people. You ask, where is this person? He hasn't come, he hasn't seen him for long. Let's go meet him. Make a phone call. But how come you phone today? I've been thinking about you, making dua for you. You make me dua for me? I was in Umrah, I was in Hajj, thought about you, made dua for you, Madinah Sharif. Allah Ta'ala puts the love, my love in the hearts of people. Now they're making dua for me. How did that happen? Even the wife says now, she's making shukr for you. Allah Ta'ala give you barakat, you got groceries at home, made dua for you. The wife making dua for you also, subhanAllah. Children are making dua for me. Allah Ta'ala puts muhabbat of that person in the hearts of the people because his tawbah is accepted. Allah Ta'ala gave us tawbah, a genuine tawbah. To really introspect, Ya Allah, what is it in my life right now? I'm not making tawbah anymore. But genuinely I must make tawbah. Remind myself, remind the family at home. You know, we have certain sins in our home. Not even making tawbah anymore. We're just enjoying all these things, haram, whether makruh. And we're just carrying on in life as if now we got passport, diplomatic passport. We're going straight to Jannah. We got no customs, no SARS, no checkpoint. We're going straight. No. It's not like that. There's only one contact on the day of Qiyamah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's our speed dial. That's our speed dial. If you look into his life, you want the speed dial on the day of Qiyamah, then bring his life into our homes, into our lives, into our masajid, into our businesses. Then we'll find, alhamdulillah, how Allah will speed up our tawbah, our taqwa in this life. The qabr also, the day of Qiyamah, now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he'll be the main contact. The sifarish intercession, Allah will give us to the amal inshaAllah.